Good morning, Laguna Beach. Welcome to Stairway to Heaven. My name is Don Shortino, pastor of Laguna Beach Networks. And each week we look at a song lyric or two and recognize these lines of heart cries or prayers that are common to humanity. They're what I call themes of the heart concerning our journey here on earth. Life's a journey that invites and demands us to find answers beyond ourselves, giving us the love and help we need so we can live in love as God intended. My desire is to give us some help and hope, connecting our heart cries with heaven. I want to continue our series called The Story of Love. Today, I want to focus particularly on learning to live in God and His love. Last week, we talked about being made by the God of love to know His love, to discover that we don't have to do life alone, that God wants to be the ultimate companion to us all the days of our lives. In the small things and the big things and everything of our life, He wants to be there to help us and to walk with us. Through our relational connection with God, we get to see and understand the bigger reality of our life. You know, there's a destiny for us. There's a purpose for us. I believe this, that God wrote a plan for our lives, a destiny book for our lives. And how I know that is it says this in Psalm 139. King David realized this and wrote it. All the days of our lives are written in his book that he wrote before I was even born. And so the eternal God wrote something for me, for Don, in the way of a plan, in a destiny book for my life. And once I've discovered this God who is love and who loves me, then I've learned to trust that He has good things for me. And so I'm now looking to discover pages every day that He wrote for me and to walk in those things. See, I believe God is our shepherd who wants to lead us into the bigger reality via the day-to-day smaller realities. And so this is so important that we learn to connect with this love, to live in this love. And so there's a great song by Van Morrison called When Will I Ever Learn to Live in God? And it talks about to live in His love. And so enjoy this song. It's a great, great song. It's a classic song.
Sun was setting over Avalon. The last time we stood in the west. Suffering long time, angel raptured like flake. Burn out the dross. Innocence captured again. And then on the beach at sunset. And all the boats keep moving slow. In the evening's glow. When will I ever learn to live in God? When will I ever learn? He gives me everything I need and more. When will I ever learn? You brought everything was in God. Seen through architecture of great cathedrals, down through the history of time. Years and wars in the beginning and evermore shall ever be. Take the food with you. it's quiet. Where the shepherd is tending his sheep. And over the mountains and the valleys. And the countryside is so great. Standing on the high hill with a sense of wonder. You can see that everything is made in gold. Head back down the roadside. And give thanks for the Lord. When will I ever learn to live in gold? When will I ever learn?
When will I ever learn to live in God? When will I ever learn He gives me everything I need and more? When will I ever learn? And so I believe that we're continually learning about this love of God. It's how it comes, how it's so personalized for me, how powerful it is, how unfailing it is, how unconditional it is. And so this becomes the classroom. It's a classroom to learn to be loved well, and then it's another classroom that comes right from that, learning to be loved, to release this love, to be a change agent everywhere we go. See, John the Apostle said this in the New Testament, let's not just talk about love, let's practice real love. This is the only way we'll know we're living truly, truly living in God's reality. Isn't that great? Living in God's reality. So I guess the question is, how does this happen in our lives? See, I believe this, the God of love sent Jesus to show us what this love looks like and how we can have this great love. From his relational connection with his Father, Jesus experienced God's love and companionship. He knew he was loved by God, and he had a resource of that great, great love. And he realized he had a responsibility. From being loved well, he knew he had a responsibility to give that love away, to love others with the love that he received from his Father. See, that this was his mission. He realized this is the highest purpose of mine is to receive love and then to give love, to be love. And so I believe it is for us. I think Jesus is our model, and he models the message, showing us what's it all about. See, when we allow ourselves to be loved by God, we will experience him as Jesus did. We will know that we are God's children. The Bible says that we're beloved sons and daughters of God when we receive God's love and say yes to it. See, this love connection enables us to know the higher love of God. The higher love of God is an unconditional love, and it's an unfailing love. And so, you know, this is so different than an earthly love, the quality of the love, the unconditional nature of the love, and the unfailing nature of the love. I always think when I sit at the beach, I look at the waves, and they keep coming and keep coming and keep coming. And I always think this is the unfailing love of God. It's like a symbol to me. And I just allow those waves to you know, touch me and affect me emotionally and spiritually. And it just is so therapeutic. It's healing as well as it's just reaffirming and giving me a fresh experience of this great, great love of God. See, I believe this love enables us to see ourselves and our lives with God's eyes. We can see the big things that God has for us, as well as the many little things that he has for us. You know, and so one of the prayers that I have is this. Father, I call God my Father. I say, Father, help me not to miss you today. Help me to know that you're with me throughout the day. Help me to receive your love. Help me to learn from this. Help me to be changed by receiving your love. And then help me to be a good lover today, to love others well, no matter who comes in my life, whether it's planned or just spontaneous. Someone comes in all the time in my office, and, you know, I don't plan for it. And I've learned to allow people to come into my life in an unexpected way, and not to see it as an intrusion or an invasion, but to see everything as an orchestration of God's love for me and God's purposes for me. So for me, you know, how I do this every day is I've learned to start my day with a time, what I call just to be still and let God come close. And so it's a meditative time. It's just being mindful that God's presence is here with me. And when I just kind of surrender all the things that are kind of screaming at me and demanding my attention and my allegiance, and I learn to just be still. I learn to be still. And then I just receive fresh love every day as God comes to me and God is with me. And I allow that love to awaken me. And then I allow that love to fill me. It's kind of like getting filled up every morning. And that's the way I start my day. And then throughout the day, I'm trying to be mindful all the time that God is with me, that his presence is with me. I ask him for help anytime. I can rely on his love. There's another scripture that John the Apostle says. He said that we would know and rely on the love that God has for us. I really love that scripture, because the word in Greek to know means intimate relational experience. So when we know God's love, it's not just an intellectual thing. It's an experiential, intimate relational way that we're knowing this love of God. And that then we can rely on it. In other words, it's unfailing. It's here for me all the time in all the ways that I need this help. So it's such a beautiful, beautiful way that God designed for us to live. So through the day, I'm just reaffirming. I'm taking a minute to stop and just if I feel myself being pressured or stressful or anxious, whatever it is that's trying to kind of stop me from experiencing love and the peace that comes from it, I just stop and I just make those adjustments. And I've learned to do this over the years and share that with you today, because it's one of the greatest secrets that heaven brings to us. We can live this way. We can have this quality of life. And when we discover it, it's something that we don't want it to be a secret anymore. We want to share that with everyone, because it's changed our lives in such a wonderful, wonderful way. So here's another great classic song today that I want to bring. It's by Joe Cocker, and it's called Up Where We Belong. And I really believe this is a great message for us. It says, love lift us up where we belong, where the eagles cry on a mountain high. Love lift us up where we belong, far from the world below, up where the clear winds blow. And so enjoy this song. It's classic.
Up from the world. hang on to used to be. Live their lives looking behind. Yes, long. There are mountains in our way, but we climb a step every day. Love lifts us up where we belong, where the
That's a great song. So it was great to talk with you today, and I want to personally be available to offer friendship and help to anyone who needs some. Feel free to call me at 949-328-7230. Come and visit us on a Sunday morning at the Woman's Club just behind Ralph's Supermarket at 10 a.m. We have a church gathering at that time. At 9 o'clock, we have a community breakfast with the homeless of Laguna Beach. Many, many homeless come, about 60, 80 homeless come every Sunday, and we eat together. It's a wonderful, wonderful time to get to know our neighbors in the homeless community. And many of them have just become part of our community, and we've seen such wonderful, wonderful things happen in their lives as well as our lives as we made new friends in the neighborhood. And so I look forward to talking with you next Sunday at 7:30 a.m., our next Stairway to Heaven broadcast. Also, come to Laguna Exchange, our nonprofit store in the corner of Anita and PCH. We're a buy-sell trade store featuring trendy, upscale, vintage clothes for women and men. And the profits from the store help us help people in Laguna come into a new season of life. You know, we're going to be having a second annual Won't You Be My Neighbor barbecue at Heisler Park on April 19th at noontime. We did this last year, and we had so many wonderful people come, all kinds of people from Laguna, and we had the intention, and the whole invitation is about making friends with the homeless of Laguna, and them with us. And so, you know, many times we stay at a distance and we just see them and, you know, we don't know what to do with them. Well, one of the things we can do that will change a whole lot of things for them and for us and our city as well is to make friends with them. And so this is a very intentional time to be with the homeless. And we'll be telling you more about that as it comes along, and invitations in student news each week as well. And there'll be an article coming in the next week or two. So you have a great day and a great week. I look forward to talking with you next week on a Stairway to Heaven broadcast.